Schools in Ontario have been closed to in-person learning for the past 3 weeks amid a surge of COVID-19 cases. Students have been taking part in remote learning from home. So far, there's no timeline from the government about when students will be returning to the classrooms or even if that will happen before the current school year is up. And Education Minister Stephen Lecce says Ontario will provide the choice of virtual learning come September.
And Ontario stands alone in Canada with a strong online learning infrastructure. We stepped up from the spring of 2020. Higher standards and a more quality learning experience for your children.
The government also announced it's holding consultations about whether to make online learning a permanent choice once the pandemic ends. But union leaders say the plan will undermine the publicly funded education system and will hurt students. The Elementary Teachers Federation says if that plan goes ahead, students could go years without ever setting foot inside a school. Sources say Ontario is working on three possibilities: full-day synchronous virtual learning, online classes taught by teachers to high school students, and the most controversial, a fully independent online option, which would be run by the government corporation TV Ontario. Critics say it would be an attempt to privatize online education in the province. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.